destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon.
So you want to be a space cowboy? All right, or a space cadet. Is that the way it would be? I always wanted to be a spaceman. Yeah. And now you can do that because the U.S. Space Force is rolling out. My next guest, Tom Giovanetti, is the Institute for Policy Innovations president. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
What do you make of this Space Force? You know, the thing that I get out of this is the president will come out and talk about something. He'll get ridiculed for it, right? And then people go, oh, I mean, that's a real thing? Yeah, because the Chinese, the Russians, the Japanese, and others are all trying to stake a claim in space currently. So having a Space Force, probably not a silly thing, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, it's long overdue. For far too long in space policy, there was this idea that we have to avoid at all costs the militarization of space. Well, the fact of the matter is it was always going to happen. As countries advanced, technologically, of course they were going to take advantage of the ability to launch not just spy devices but also weapons into space. And so it is crucial that the good guys get there first, and it's crucial that the good guys have a presence there. And I make no apology for asserting that we're the good guys. So I think this is long overdue. I think it's very important. And it's one of the real, I think, long-term lasting legacies that the Trump administration is going to have.
Well, and I think you're probably right. You know, and I bring this to your attention as far as, you know, the ridicule this president gets sometimes. More recently, the Greenland thing. And then people stop and realize, oh, it's really in a strategic place and it has rare earth elements that are really hard to get except in China. That's right. So having Greenland, although it might be far-fetched and hard to do, would be a really important thing to have happen. So let's stay with this U.S. mission to Mars and the moon and everything else. There's a big initiative now of reclaiming America's leadership from the good guys, as you put it, right?
That's right. No, we're very excited about this, not only because of the fact that the U.S. government, under the Trump administration's leadership, has reinvigorated our commitment to space. I mean, I think probably your typical listener doesn't quite realize this, but we're going to be launching early next year. We're going to be launching Americans into space again on American equipment instead of having to pay the Russians, you know, ridiculously inflated prices to get American astronauts up to our own space station. So we are definitely reasserting ourselves in space as a country, as far as manned, not just Space Force, but also manned exploration again.
I mean, how galling
is that?
The
really exciting thing that's going on is that space has been opened up now to private companies, and we're actually creating a free market space industry. I have an app on my phone called Next Spaceflight, and it sends me a message and tells me when the next launch is, and it gives me an opportunity to click on a link and to watch it live streamed.
Really?
And there is a launch somewhere almost every 2 or 3 days now.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Take this in the spirit of Nintendo. Little geekish there, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. No question. No question. I firmly embrace the idea that I'm a nerd. I'm definitely a space geek.
Yeah, a little bit on the geek side of it. I totally love you for it, but, you know, that's cute. Yeah.
But there's so much going on now. I think people don't realize. I mean, there is a launch somewhere almost every 2 or 3 days now. So people have to sort of forget the old sort of Apollo or space shuttle mentality that, you know, maybe every 6 months there was some big space event. I mean, stuff is going up all the time, and it's private companies. It's Blue Origin, and it's SpaceX, and it's Rocket Labs, and it's Rocketdyne. We have here in Texas, where I'm based, we have 3 spaceports in Texas.
I didn't know that. So hold on. I want to back up
in West
one second
Texas
here.
SpaceX has one down on the Gulf. I mean, it is amazing what's going on. And
yeah,
I think,
back up
I think
one step
Americans
here.
Should be very excited about it.
I want to ask you, is Tom Giovanetti here, Institute for Policy Innovations president. But I want to back up one step here. This app you have that I was giving you a hard time about.
Yeah.
It clues you in on launches in America or South America. I mean, do you get to check in when the Iranians have a rocket explode on the pad? How far do you get to go and look?
Yeah, no. It's everything. So if Russia is launching a Soyuz, it tells you about it, and you can watch it. If China's doing a launch, if India's doing a launch, The Iranian launches, though, tend to not be live streamed because, of course, Iran is not excited about letting people know what it's doing.
Yes, I know.
But it's. I mean, I'm not here to sell an app. It's not my app, but it's a really cool app. And if you're interested in space policy, and if you're interested in this burgeoning market of private launches and government launches, it's really kind of a cool thing to have. And again, it just the fact that there are multiple launches every week somewhere on Earth. I mean, two days ago I watched a launch down in New Zealand
right. By
a company called Rocket Lab that is putting up satellites and putting up satellites for a fraction of what it used to cost to put up satellites.
So who's leading this whole deal? Is it big business or big governments?
Well, you know, every once in a while government gets it right. There was a critical decision made during the Clinton administration on the internet that opened up the internet to e-commerce and to private business. And as we look back on that decision now, that was obviously one of the things the Clinton administration got right. Because, I mean, there really was a question at one time whether it was okay to allow for private commercial business on the internet, as hard as that may be to believe now looking back. Well, during the Bush administration, they made a similar decision about space, and they opened up space to private companies, and NASA now is not in charge of what's going on in space. NASA is a customer. If NASA has a satellite to put up, NASA now has a choice of multiple vendors that compete on price and they compete on time frame. There was a story in the news just the other day about a private company that had a satellite that they needed to get launched. They had
right. Made
a contract with SpaceX, and the news story was that they'd pulled the contract from SpaceX and they'd gone with another company because another company was able to get it up sooner and for less money. Now, what you're looking at there is the beginning of a market in space where these companies are literally competing with each other to see how quickly and how cheaply they can get satellites in space and things like that. And what that literally means, that does trickle down to consumers in terms of lower prices, because a lot of the companies, believe it or not, that we buy services from, like internet services and GPS and things like that, that's all satellite based. Right now, Elon Musk is putting up a string of satellites that are going to provide internet service. And one of these days, you're going to have, and not too soon in the future, you're going to have an additional competitor for internet service between just your phone company or your cable company.
Good.
You're also going to be able to buy it from a space company.
That's good to know. Tom, you know, you are a wealth of information, just a wealth of information. Tom Giovannetti, Institute for Policy Innovations President, I appreciate you being here. That's pretty much where we have to leave, unless you've got some resource you'd like to share with the folks where they can find you.
Well, we do a little work on this topic, and we're starting to do more. As a free market organization, we're big believers in markets. And so what we're excited about is the development of this market in space. And so if folks want to know more about this, they can always go to our website at ipi.org. We have one of those wonderful short URLs, just ipi.org. And they'll find some information there about space policy and markets, and we'd love for folks to visit our website if they're interested.
Tom, thank you so much. Great conversation. Look forward to having you back soon.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
There you have it, Tom Giovannetti. Great conversation. Maybe a little bit on the geeky side, but so what? Man, all these things going on from New Zealand to New England to every place in between, right? All right, 41 after. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports, on his way in to talk college football on a Friday. We'll be right back. Which Mike?
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Darren.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.